Hello and welcome to Signal Over Noise. I'm Ulrike Hoffmann-Borchardi, CIO for the Americas and Global Head of Equities for UBS Wealth Management. The semiconductor index is down over 20% over the last month. This raises a key question. Is this weakness a true semiconductor glut, or is it simply a positioning unwind following a 90% year-to-date rally? We believe a structural glut remains highly unlikely at this stage. But as CapEx numbers climb, supply bottlenecks could trigger oversupply in less constrained segments of the AI infrastructure stack. Here are three reasons why we think AI demand will remain resilient. One, the capability race. Tech giants view artificial intelligence as a winner-take-all existential battle. Even if immediate financial returns are low, companies will continue buying hardware to prevent rivals from gaining a permanent technological advantage. The releases of new open source models, such as Kimi K3 and Thinking Machines Inkling, only creates new sources of demand for chips amidst increased competition. Two, agentic AI architecture and recursive self-improvement. Autonomous and self-learning AI agents dramatically multiply the sheer volume of compute power required. In our estimates, more than 90% of AI activity will be performed by AI agents by 2030. Three, sovereign AI deployment. Nations globally are building localized state-funded AI data centers to ensure data security and technological independence. This has created a large new buyer base outside of traditional Silicon Valley firms that account for about a third of compute demand, according to industry estimates. On the supply side, the complexity of fabricating advanced semiconductors limits industry output. Advanced nodes, so 2 nanometer and below, and next-generation 3D packaging face steep physical engineering limits. Yield rates will likely remain low and unpredictable, acting as a natural brake on total output. Also, geopolitical tensions and localized supply chains mean factories are being built for resilience rather than cost efficiency. This fragmentation prevents a hyper-efficient global supply chain from flooding the market with cheap chips. So where do we see the largest risks at this stage? We see them in the physical bottlenecks in power and permitting. The severe lack in utility infrastructure is preventing cloud providers from turning chips on. Andrew Likens, energy and infrastructure lead at Crusoe Energy Systems, put it bluntly. If one piece of your supply chain is delayed, then your whole project cannot deliver. Three areas of the infrastructure lag are particularly relevant in our view. One, power infrastructure. Grid interconnection queues in many US states now stretch 4 to 7 years. Distributed generation behind the meter natural gas and small modular reactors are being explored. But none of these solutions deliver the gigawatt scale baseload power at the pace required. Two, equipment shortages. Transformers, switchgear, busways, and lithium-ion battery backup system are on extended lead times. High voltage grid transformers and switchgear, for example, face an unprecedented 5-year lead time, up from about 2 years pre-2020. And three, regulatory and permitting pauses. Governments are stepping in to protect local grids. For instance, New York State enacted a 1-year moratorium on new data centers. And federal agencies like FERC are enforcing strict new reliability standards. These regulatory hurdles have left nearly 40% of scheduled U.S. data centers facing multi-month or multi-year delays. So where do we see the opportunities despite these constraints? What the market may underappreciate in our view is how quickly hardware requirements evolve. By the time today's mega fabs open, demand will already have shifted to entirely new chip architectures. And this keeps older capacity from causing a glut in premium AI components. And this is why we see this pullback as a buying opportunity for leading-edge chip and semi-cap equipment stocks. With this, stay well and stay ahead.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.